Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week we'd like to begin by talking about a piece of legislation that the House has approved, which would let people do a better job of tracking the money that the state spends and where it comes from and where it goes. Talk to us about this.
Well, that's correct. The House recently approved legislation to greatly enhance the public's ability to track every cent of Pennsylvania's taxpayer dollars and how they're spent. House Bill 1843, which passed the House with strong bipartisan support, would augment the Pennsylvania Treasury's Transparency Portal website and make the program permanently available to taxpayers. Specifically, the legislation would create the Commonwealth Checkbook, a user-friendly online ledger to show the public how and where their tax dollars are spent. The bill would also require state agencies to post budget requests online, and House Bill 1843 is now going to the Senate for their consideration.
Another thing recently that has happened in the House is the House Transportation Committee. It was talking about some legislation that would deal with distracted driving, which is always a problem. I understand that this is something that other states have done. Talk to us about what's going on here in the Transportation Committee.
In an effort to stem the tide of distracted driving in Pennsylvania, the House Transportation Committee recently endorsed House Bill 1684, which would prohibit the use of handheld mobile telephones and similar devices, except with the use of hands-free accessories, while operating a motor vehicle. Under the bill, motorists of all ages would be prohibited from using a handheld phone while the automobile is in motion. The bill would also make it clear that if an individual is holding his or her device while the car is in motion, he or she is presumed to be using it. The first offense for violating this law would be $50 and 2 points on a driver's license, and $100 for a second and each subsequent offense. The Northeast region of the United States, including New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, New Hampshire, and West Virginia, all banned handheld cell phone use. In total, 16 states banned handheld cell phone use. The bill is now being sent to the full House for consideration.
And finally, Representative, I understand that paralyzed and amputee veterans have some good news coming. Talk to us about this program from the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
First of all, thank you to all the veterans for their service to our country. Specifically, the Amputee and Paralyzed Veteran Pension Program offers eligible Pennsylvania veterans a pension of $150 per month through the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. To be eligible, veterans must have served in the military honorably, resided in Pennsylvania upon entering the military, suffered a service-connected injury, or incurred a disease resulting in the loss or loss of use of two or more extremities, and have at least a 40% disability compensation rating or higher in each limb as determined and certified by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. Pennsylvania veterans can contact our office if they are interested in applying, and our phone number is 610-965-9933. Again, our phone number is 610-965-9933, and about 1,800 veterans are currently enrolled in the program.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.